Now on Colorado's Morning News. I don't know how much love was involved, but man, was it a roller coaster. Stock market investors may be feeling a little seasick after Monday's wild ride on Wall Street.
Yeah, the Dow dropping more than 1,000 points throughout the day, causing a massive sell-off that self-corrected, and the Dow finished up about 100 points at the close. But what really happened, and what goes down, or what does this mean moving forward, especially as the Fed gets ready for its two-day meetings? Well, here to tell us and help distill some of this, friend of the program, DayTradeFund.com's Jay Ratliff. Jay, good morning. If I heard correctly, some of the sell-off was normal, but it sure panicked people. Am I right in portraying it that way?
Well, anytime you see a 1,000-point drop in the Dow, people freak out. And, of course, we look at the percentage. It was down 3%. And to get historic, you'd have to see double that and then some. We'd have to be at about a 2,400-point sell-off to get to the top 20. But it certainly got a lot of people's attention as the market dropped and then recovered and actually finished positive on the day. Now, the Dow pre-markets are right now down 300 points, and of course, the roller coaster, as you so aptly indicated, is going to continue. It's really not a surprise. I mean, we've got the rate of inflation right now is increasing at a rate not seen for 30 years. We have supply chain issues, a labor shortage that's kind of hamstringing the small and larger businesses, a slowing economy both domestically, globally. We've got eroding consumer confidence. We've got an increase in personal debt, rising in interest rates, and yes, an administration that is almost anti-business. So when you look at all of that combined, oh yeah, and throw in Russia and Ukraine, there's so much uncertainty right now that it doesn't take much to cue people to say, I'm going to sell, hold my cash until later, and then get back into the market when some of these stocks that may be overvalued go back on sale.
All right. What's considered a correction, Jay, and what should have investors concerned? Days after days of losses?
Yeah, it's about a 10% is what we look at April as far as that. And, of course, the NASDAQ was down as of yesterday 11% year to date. That was before that opening bell. And as a result, you had we were already in correction territory there. And a lot of people looked at that as, okay, that's a time to look at buying some stocks. But the problem is, a lot of times when you do that, you have the market that's continuing to drop. And with all these other things that are the uncertainty that we've talked about, it gives investors the point where when they're trading on emotion, which is from a behavioral economic standpoint what most people do, unfortunately, when they're dealing with the stock market, they panic. They see those red numbers flashing across the board, and instead of kind of sticking with their long-range game plan, they panic and start changing things around, and that's not the thing to do. Obviously, as we've discussed for years, if you are a long-term investor, and I'm not because I like to flip stocks in a short span of time with my students, but stick with your plan. And if you've got some cash on the sidelines, you look for these corrections, which you know happen from time to time, that's going to push the stocks you like down to a certain level and have that predetermined plan of attack that when your stock reaches a certain point, you buy your shares. Don't worry about if the market's going to continue to go lower because, yes, it may, but you're still buying that stock you like at a discount. And it's huge. I mean, Warren Buffett said, April, that investing does not require brains. It requires temperament, and that is so true, because if you can remain calm when everybody else is kind of losing their minds, you're in a better position to execute your predetermined plan absent of emotion.
Well, are we going to likely see more people kind of running around with their hair on fire in the markets here over the next the short term anyway?
Pat, I think this entire year could be a roller coaster, and I mean that from the standpoint of, with all of the things that are coming into play, it's going to take time. And unfortunately, when we had the sharp drop with the pandemic-driven drop last year, when the market dropped down to under 19,000 and then recovered quickly, that's in the back of a lot of people's minds. A typical correction to the point where we might see a 10, 15, 18% drop on the market, sometimes that takes a little bit longer for it to recover. And it's just amazing when people get conditioned who've never seen a real major crash, if you will, which is registered by like a 20% overtime decline in the market, they've never seen that. So as a result, we have people right now, and it boggles my mind, that are borrowing money to buy the cryptocurrencies or to buy their stock of that they're excited about, because all they've seen for the last 5 or 6 years is the market going up and up and up, and they think that that's going to continue to be the case. There was a 17-year period, I think, from 67 to 80, that the stock market went up 1 point. Like 866 to 867, 1 point in 17 years. Sometimes it takes a while for the market to move in any sort of a direction. And unfortunately, of late, we've kind of been conditioned that the market does nothing but go up. And that's not really what happens when you look at the historical references of what really goes on the stock market.
And more of Jay's wisdom at daytradefund.com. Jay, as always, thank you.
Hey, my pleasure.